The growth of the AFLW competition will see it expand to an 18-team competition by the end of 2023, the same number of teams as the men's. Here's AFL CEO Gil McLachlan making the announcement earlier today.
When we launched in season one, and everyone thought eight teams was too many. I got that very definitively put to me that there should be a maximum of four teams. But once we get to 18 we're moving the season we have, we've got a vision that will take us forward, and let's look out 10 years, not in the next few. But I feel, subjectively, that the standard has gone up every year despite expansion.
It's clear that the competition has been a huge success. The four remaining clubs in Essendon, Hawthorn, Port Adelaide and Sydney are clamouring to get in. Joining me now is AFLW General Manager Nicole Livingston. Hello and welcome.
Thanks for having me, Patricia.
There are several clubs saying they're already banging on the door to come into the competition. Why not next season?
Look, I think the AFLW has had extraordinary growth over 5 years. We've expanded on two separate occasions from 8 to 10 to 14. And from a talent point of view, of course, we've had COVID in the last 12 months that saw the biggest participation state of Victoria locked down for considerable periods of time. So we do want to just give it an extra 12 months of one more season before opening it up for the final four clubs. And we're also moving the season to December so that we actually have a little clear runway of AFLW for AFL and Australian football fans to really get behind the AFLW rather than choosing between watching the men's game or watching the women's game when they run in parallel.
So how will this expansion take place? If these clubs are ready, could they all come in at once?
They could all come in at once. So the Commission has determined that they want all 18 clubs or four more clubs to come into the competition by the by season 8. So we're about to approach season number 6. The 2021/22 season that we're about to go into with the move into December won't see expansion, but we could see all four teams come in to season 7, so in 2022-23. But we are asking them to make a submission so that we can assess their readiness.
Those four remaining clubs wanting to launch a women's team need to reapply for a licence. That's greatly annoyed Hawthorn President Jeff Kennett, who says he's reassessing his legal options. What do you make of that?
Oh, he's also talked about, it being discriminatory. We've got 420 women right now who are on contracts with AFL clubs to play AFLW and, as the largest employer of female athletes, nothing about that sort of sings discrimination to me. Hawthorn didn't apply for a licence when it was first opened up to AFLW. I think he's annoyed as well that, we have asked for submissions. However, talking to the Hawthorn staff, they're ready to go and they've got a working group and it won't, it won't be a stretch for them to do that submission. I think it's important for us to be able to assess the readiness. And it's also important for us to make decisions that are best for the league as opposed to a singular club.
Is there enough talent to sustain expansion?
There is, and just waiting that extra season will give us even more talent that comes through our system. We've invested really heavily in talent pathways, and what we actually now have on offer for girls dreaming about being AFLW players is very, very similar to what we have on offer for the boys coming through the pathway. So we've got girls now participating in AusKick that are now playing AFLW, people like Maddie Presparkas, who took out the MVP award last year. So girls are coming right through the system, and we believe that the 120 more players that will have opportunity come season 7 and 8, that it's not a stretch, that we will be able to reach those numbers.
And what will the expansion mean for player wages and a salary cap?
So we have agreed to pay a player wage and season length. So the season length goes to 10 home and away and 3 weeks of finals in our next season, season 6. And then that's when the CBA runs out. So we'll go through that process with the Players Association in the next 12 months to work that through. Obviously player wage is something that has been talked about and discussed a lot. We are a young league and, we want to make sure that our players are able to fulfil what they need to do to be able to be the best athletes that they can. For me, I want it to be holistic as well, Patricia, to be able to think about how we actually have players that have careers as well away from football, sport is often cruel and unkind and finishes well before you want it to. So to be able to have a good transition into something else for the rest of your life is also really important as well.
Expansion is expected to bring another 2 million fans to the sport. It's already been doing terrific work at bringing new people to the sport, and matches are now ticketed. Should players be entitled to more in payments then?
Oh, look, I think, again, in this early stage of AFLW, you know, the cost and the AFL, just so that we're clear, the AFL underwrites everything to do with AFLW. We pay the players as opposed to the slightly different nuance with the men's competition where, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars are paid for sponsorship or broadcast revenue, and that is dispersed into the clubs to then pay their salary cap or their total player payments. The AFL is actually paying everything to do with AFLW. So it will take time commercially to see growth. What I would love to see is everybody lean into this. You know, we often talk about the wages for female athletes. That conversation obviously is a hot topic at the moment, not only in sport, but right across business and society in general. But I'd love to see everybody lean in.
Star player Taylor Harris is reportedly asking for $150,000 a season year. That amount would make her one of the highest paid players in the AFLW by a fair margin. Compared that to the blokes, where the average wage was about $250,000 last year, is Taylor Harris entitled to ask for that amount?
Oh, it's going to be a negotiation between the Carlton Football Club and Taylor. We do have quite a few athletes that through their service agreement, so either sponsorship or work through the club, are edging up to around the $100,000 mark a year. So that is already in place. I would love to see Taylor continue. I'm a Carlton supporter, so I'd love to see her continue to play for Carlton, but that negotiation will need to take place between Carlton and Taylor and her manager.
Nicole, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Patricia.
Nicole Livingston is the general manager of the AFLW, and she's been my guest on RN Drive.